transfigured on the mount, O Christ our God.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Be Transfigured, where we invite you to live a new life in Christ. We pray that this episode is a blessing to you and will inspire you to rededicate your life to Jesus Christ. We invite you to join us for worship or study at the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida, where visitors are always welcome. We'll be back in a few moments to share some more information about our ministry.
A couple of weeks ago, in a town that I am very familiar with personally, where I went to college, as we know, there was yet another mass shooting, of all places, at a grocery store. This particular event, unfortunately, has become all too common in our society. Recently, even closer to us in Atlanta and all over the country, we see these situations that, if we look at them with a Christian heart, they are both tragic and inspiring. Tragic, of course, because of the loss of life, because of the pain, because of what can only be loneliness, extreme loneliness and abandonment felt by these people who, with such violence, take life of others. But it also can be inspiring, because after such events, and I was in contact with some of my friends from college who still live in that area, after such tragedy, we can also be inspired when various local communities band together and they show up to help each other through struggle. Not just to put a flower on something, but truly to be there for each other as neighbors and as friends and as relatives. And that inspired me, especially in the context of this morning's gospel. Because in this morning's gospel, my brothers and sisters, we are reminded of just how much blessing can come when we look out for each other. The story of this paralytic man having been healed, not because of his faith, but because he had four devoted friends that were there to help him, that were there to lift him up, that were there to bring him in his need to God. And so in my heart, I see some similarities to these events. Unfortunately, we always wait until the tragedy occurs to unite for our fellow human beings. I guess you could say better late than never. However, we as Christians, my brothers and sisters, we bear a responsibility to our entire society. We are not individuals roaming the globe. We are all brothers and sisters of the same God. And it's about time we start living like it. We can no longer wait for the tragedy to come together as a family to help. Our community, is suffering. Our community is suffering from an illness that has paralyzed many of our brothers and sisters and our own friends. The horrible disease of addiction has paralyzed our own family members. And we must lift them up like this morning's gospel. And we must bring them to God so that God can heal them. And so God can say to them, having seen your faith, your sins are forgiven. You see, my brothers and sisters, we need each other. If we look at these tragic events in our society, these lone gunmen, I call them. Imagine how lonely they must feel in life, that they have no other alternative than to do what they do. I suspect it's very similar to someone who has an addiction. They feel that there's no one there to help. What else is left but to turn to my bottle or to my pill or to this or to that? But we are here. And in this morning's gospel, unfortunately, there's another group of people that we feel more akin to. There was already the group in the house with Christ. The house was so filled with people listening to him. That's us. Unfortunately, in the story, they were unaware of the four men outside carrying their friend. Let's open our eyes. Let's open our eyes to the needs of our neighbors and our brothers and our kinsmen, and even to total strangers. Because as we progress closer to Pascha, my brothers and sisters, it won't matter how many Metanya we do. It won't matter if we can look at the ingredients list and check off every box for Nistia. This won't matter if we leave our own people outside the doors needing God. In this morning's gospel, these four friends climbed up onto the roof and tore a hole in the roof so they could lower their friend down to see Jesus Christ. Now, we've just repaired the dome, so I don't want to force anyone to climb up on the roof to get people to Christ. We must bring them here. Because here in the church, God is physically present. Here inside his church, as he promised in the Old Testament, my glory, he says, will be there. God is with us this morning. And as we approach for Holy Communion, my brothers and sisters, for those of us who are Orthodox Christian, we will be in physical union with the Creator of the universe. And yet outside these doors, people are suffering. Loneliness. They're suffering from hunger. They're suffering from all sorts of mental illness and financial struggles. The time has come for us to bring them to God so that they too can experience the love and grace of our Master. But I have one warning for you. If we remember the story, the people who were already in the house, they didn't like what they saw Jesus do. They got all upset. Who can forgive sins? And they accused him of blasphemy. Be careful of our hearts. Just because we are already in the church doesn't mean we are immune to the same misunderstanding of God's love as in this morning's gospel. So my challenge to all of us this third week of Lent now, keep the fast, read your prayers, come to church, and bring someone with you. Someone that you know needs God. Maybe they're Orthodox, maybe they're not Orthodox, maybe they're not even Christian. Bring someone you know that needs God. Bring them to church. Because we're all in this thing together. And if we love God, we will love our neighbors, and especially those who are paralyzed in our society for all too many reasons. Glory to God for all things. As far as they
could bear it. Be Transfigured is a production of Be Transfigured Ministries in cooperation with the St. Nicholas Greek Orthodox Cathedral in Tarpon Springs, Florida. We depend upon your generosity to maintain our ministry. You can make a safe online donation when you visit our website, liveanewlifeinchrist.org.